From the Financial Times in Caracas, I'm Andres Kipani, and this is FT News. Venezuela is in the grip of a crisis, economic, social and political. Its president, Nicolás Maduro, is unpopular. His political enemies want a referendum on his future. They're on a crusade to gather the millions of signatures needed to force him out. The standoff between the government and opposition erupted last week on the streets of Caracas. Tear gas was used. On Friday, the president declared a state of emergency in the oil-rich country.
Por eso decreto hoy, viernes 13 de mayo, un estado de excepción y de emergencia económica constitucional para proteger nuestra patria. Aquí está. Decreto firmado, aprobado y cúmplase para la protección de nuestra patria.
Mr. Maduro pledged to protect Venezuela. But the country isn't working well enough, say his critics, to supply people with basic food or necessary medicines, let alone personal safety. Long queues are a regular sight across Venezuela, and looting is becoming common. Even so, experts give the so-called recall referendum little chance as the government dominates the Electoral Council and the courts. Still, surrounded by security forces, the opposition protested again the following day and vowed to take the streets again this week. The president has slammed his foes and tried to support his position by calling the possible impeachment of fellow Brazilian leftist Dilma Rousseff a coup.
Desde Venezuela y desde el ALBA denunciamos el golpe de Estado parlamentario contra la legítima presidenta de la República Federativa del Brasil, Dilma Rousseff.
But observers believe Caracas won't go the same way as Brasilia. Mr. Maduro's socialist government controls key institutions. Opposition leaders, like Enrique Capriles, fear the only catalyst for regime change is a potential social explosion.
Nosotros no sabemos lo que pueda pasar en este país. Venezuela es una bomba que en cualquier momento puede explotar.
However, it all points at the socialist not going away easily.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.